in all them timber like they used to do us. They might not have to have them shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used a lighter shoe on a buggy horse or something like that. That was done by these blacksmiths. These blacksmiths, that's pretty good. It's hard work. A blacksmith shoeing a horse is hard work, but it is done. And very little of it done now. There's a boy up St. Francis doing it. I tell you, St. Francis. Yeah.
Do
you know, he would does that now. He shoes.
Well, now, you said that they have put that on the hoof.
Yeah.
Well, do they put it on all four?
Yeah. And that is, they do part of them they don't. Very often, if they're hauling or anything like that, they shoe them all around.
Well, are the hoofs hard, real hard, type stuff, the hoof of the horse?
Yeah. It's the hoof. Now, you've got to know what you're doing now. In nailing that on now, you couldn't quit that horse. If that nail goes in too far in, it'll quick him. But if you know how to set it, it drives in that hard part, the outside part of the hoof. It drives it through there, say that far in, and then he bends that over there, that nail over there, and cuts it off, and hammers it down there. But if he lets it go up in there, he can quit that, what's called quicking. It just drove a nail on that horse's foot all right now. And he couldn't walk.
The
blacksmith knows. He knows how to set that nail
and what,
to make it come out and not go in to quick it.
And so then they would always put it on all four of the...
They didn't the old time, but they done it lots of times, all right. They didn't do it all the time.
Well, would the... Do the cows have hooves on
their hooves? Yeah, they do. But they've got a forked hoof like a hog.
Oh.
Yeah. A cow's hoof's got forked right here, about in the center of this here hoof. While a horse's or a mule's foot is solid, it's just a circle around. It's solid there. It ain't got that. Now, a hog. And sheep's got that opening there. Goats got that opening there in their hoof too. And the new now there is a hog, but that doesn't have an opening there. They call him a mule-footed hog.
Oh.
Yeah, but there are not many of them in the country.
And their hooves?
Yeah, not many of them.
Their hooves don't have that opening.
There is a hog that don't have that opening in his hoof right there. But there's none in this country that I know of anywhere. But ordinarily the hog does. He has the open hoof. And when he steps in the ground or mud or anything, you can see it. It's like a cow, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
when they would take the shoes and throw them, like a game that they play, what do they call that?
They call it horseshoeing. They horseshoe. Now they put that. They have a stop drove down around that, and they, if you can put that shoe around that stop, they call it a ring, and it counts for so many points. And
what about a male sheep?
He's called a buck.
Ram.
No, a buck. A sheep. The male is called a buck, and mammy sheep, her name is she's called the nanny or yo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
now